were not available as well.
True. No. I understand the dilemma that you're in, that you certainly want to proceed in a curated manner. And I have no problem with that. The difficulty that I may have is that if we will get members who are not ordinarily members of this committee to provide us with that quorum to adopt these reports. Now, my difficulty with that would be that some of these reports relate to oversight visits, and if people have not been on this oversight visit, then there's no way that they can adopt these or express the support for it or not. Similarly, the content of the quarterly reports that we need to, and that's the dilemma that I have. If we get two other members, you know, just to give us a quorum to adopt these reports, and I will have a personal problem with that particular thing. Thank you.
Yeah, I hear your issue, Honorable Lamont, but I don't think it is. But it is not illegal.
I know it's not illegal.
It's in terms of the rules.
No,
but then at the end of the day as well is that we are not looking for 10,000 members that have not been part of this process. We are looking for only one person. Because Majisha has just simply made our job illegal. Honorable Mutambi is a member of this committee, is coming and saying it's at the issue. And then now, again, is that if we are going to really go with the view that you are having, and then even if members of the committee are here, but those that did not go on the oversight, then you actually say that you must chase them away because they have not been part of that thing. I think it may not really help us because even in the committee itself, there are members that did not go to the oversight, but then we may parade with them. But in the process, is that they'll rely on members who have actually gone there to actually verify that the report is right. Even at the moment, is that mainly that the report is going to be based on you that went there. You are the people that must say that no, the content is right. Then others just simply assist us to comply with the rules, that's all. And there can't be a big problem. The big problem would have been if you and the Honorable Teko, you were not here. And then I've got people that never went to the oversight. Then you've got nobody to verify that the content is correct and reflect. But now, me, you, and Honorable Teko, we have been on that. We are the people that are actually going to must say that report is correct. Then the others then assist us to be in terms of the rules. Does it make sense?
Certainly does make sense. Because it doesn't necessarily mean that I agree with it.
Let's start, Chair.
Come again?
Let's start.
You get your eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Soon.
I tried to explain something. I just hope that it makes sense to Honorable America. And
push the agenda.
Okay, honorable members, I think as we agreed yesterday that we'll have the meeting today to deal with our reports that have been outstanding for quite a long time now. Of course, is that in view of other reports like the BRR, that is coming in front of us very soon, and it is important that we actually process these reports and get them out of our way. And welcome to this particular meeting, and then we expect that the report you're going to deal with here, it will just simply be the set of minutes and the report on the oversight to Gauteng and Free State, and the quarter four expenditure report, and then as well as just looking at the program of the fourth term, so that we all know it and agree to it, and it forms as a guide. I'm sure members will know that the program, of course, is that if certain things changes in the future, and then in collaboration with the chair of chair's office, we are able to make certain changes to the program. And of course, there are just two correspondences that we have. Honorable members, I think the secretary of the committee has requested leave. There is an engagement that he has at the school where he has got his child. And I think they call it a farewell or something like that, and they have been invited to be part of that. And so today he's not here, he's not available, and he has asked his colleague to stand in for him, and we hope that we should be able to make headway under those circumstances. And then the apologies, do you have any apologies? You may proceed.
Thank you, Chairperson. The apologies are as follows. Honorable Mjobo, Honorable Tongwane, Honorable Bakrin, Honorable Moteka, and then an apology was received from Mr. Madisha this morning, and Honorable Mutambi will be joining the meeting later at 10 o'clock. Yeah, that's all. Apologies.
Thank you very much. I think we have already deliberated on some of these names, and we will await Honorable Mutambi to join us and a little bit later. Honorable members, then the agenda item, I'm told that you're...
Sorry, Jay. Did I miss the apology of Honorable Bagrin? Because he apologized yesterday.
Yeah, I did mention.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jay.
Yes, thank you. And can we do then speak to the agenda?
Chairperson?
Yeah.
I want to move for the agenda in the following order, that we deal with the oversight report first, and then with the minutes, and then with the quarter four report, and then with the program. In that order, I move for adoption of the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Any seconder of that amended? Honorable Tego, thank you very much. Thank you, and then all right. Yes, and then let's welcome Honorable Adams. You are welcome. Thank you. Okay, and then now is honorable members, then as we said, we are going to start with the oversight report. Are you going to lead us, Tate, on the report, and then we may proceed? I'm sure honorable members still remember that this is the report of the oversight that went out on the horse raising business, and then we ended up in Free State and Beatrix, as well as the macro and some hotel there in Free State.
Thank you, Chairperson. The oversight was held from the 14th to the 16th of August in Gauteng and the Free State provinces. I'm going to focus on community observations and then the recommendations. Well, on the 14th of August, the delegation conducted an oversight visit to Rangers Fontein Country Estate in Midrand. And then the Rangers Fontein Country Estate, the delegation was told that it's a non-profit organization which employs 45 workers. But while we were there, we discovered that we were not in a place that we wanted to be. So the delegation had to proceed to the training center, the Rangersfontein North Training Center. And then that is where the oversight was conducted. And the committee made the following observations. Firstly, while the hostel that the delegation was taken to was not in a good condition, it was in a better state than the second one that the delegation decided to visit unannounced. The delegation was informed by the workers that the hostel was recently renovated. The ablution facilities were found to be in an unhygienic state. Showers did not have doors for privacy, and some toilets could not flush properly. Rangersfontein is one big estate with different business interests, resulting in lack of uniformity in conditions of employment. Some workers produced pay slips which reflected UIF deductions, while others reported that they were paid in cash and had no clue of deductions effected in their payments. They reported that they did not belong to a provident fund. Workers reported that they were required to submit a medical certificate even when off sick for one day, and failure to do so resulted in a 50 rand deduction per day and 200 rand for weekends. They alleged that they were not paid bonuses and overtime. Some of the workers reported that they were provided with working clothes 2 years ago and did not receive replacements since then. Some workers reported that they were granted 2 to 3 weeks leave per annum. And the groomers complained that they spend most of their working life, up to 8 years, but they have nothing when they leave the hostel. At the end, most of them have nowhere to go after retirement, as they never have the opportunity to even own a house. Then the recommendations on that emanating from that visit are as follows. A representative association of trainers needs to be invited to appear before the committee in parliament and present, among other things, their lease agreement with Pumalela regarding living conditions of groomers in the hostels. Secondly, Pumalela Gaming and Leisure Limited should be held accountable and a notice served to them, since legally they also form part of the employer. Thirdly, the Inspectorate of the Department of Labor to conduct a thorough inspection on the Rangersfontein North Rand Training Center, as well as the horse racing industry at large. And then that is the end for the Rangersfontein North Trading Visit. And then the following day, on the 15th of August, the oversight was conducted at Sibanye Stillwater Mine in Beatrix, that is in the Free State. The recommendations emanating from that visit to the Sibanye Stillwater Mine in Beatrix are as follows. That the Department of Mineral Resources provide a report on cases of illicit mining within 14 days. I also point out that that report has since been provided by the Department of Mineral Resources. Secondly, the two unions recognized at Beatrix, that is NUM, National Union of Mine Workers, and AMCU, also provide a joint report on their labor experiences on the mine. Thirdly, an effort be made by the mine recruitment to ensure the Indian population is recruited to reflect the demographics of the country. That emanated from the observation that the Indian population was underrepresented in the demographics of the mine. So that is where this recommendation comes from. And then fourthly, that management at the living quarters look into the possibility of ensuring that all dining halls are open during meal times, as workers complained of long queues, sometimes in the rain. And these queues also resulted in some workers either being late for their shifts or abandoning their meals. And then that is the end for the Stillwater Mine visit. And then the other visits on the same day, that is the 15th of August, was to the Protea Hotel in Bloemfontein. And then on arrival at the Protea Hotel, the delegation was informed that most of the senior management had already knocked off. The Provincial Office of the Department of Labor was instructed to conduct inspection at the hotel and report back to the delegation on the following day. That was done, the inspection was conducted, and the provincial branch of the department reported on the 16th of August as follows. The employer reported that it has outsourced some of its human resource functions to the labor consultant. Hence, it was reported some of its documents are with the consultant. However, the Act requires that documentation be kept on the premises of the employer. It was therefore unacceptable for the employer to be unable to produce employment equity documentation. The absence of the employment equity plan is a contravention that would be directly referred to the prosecution through statutory services. And a compliance order was served for failure to appoint an employment equity manager. Secondly, a sectoral determination 14 provides for 36 consecutive hours of weekly rest period. A compliance order was served to the employer for providing 24 hours instead of 36 hours. The sectoral determination also requires an employee to produce a medical certificate when absent for more than 2 consecutive days. So a compliance order was served for requiring employees to produce medical certificates for absence of just 1 day. Thirdly, the employer was found to be compliant with the Occupational Health and Safety Act. Fourthly, the employer was found to be registered and in good standing with the compensation fund. Fifthly, the Unemployment Insurance Act and Unemployment Insurance Contributions Act require employers to declare employees by the 7th of each month. A compliance order was served to the employer for failing to comply with this provision. The employer complied with the Unemployment Insurance Contribution Act. And then, still on the 16th of August, the delegation visited a Makro store in Bloemfontein. And then the following recommendations were made based on the visit on the visit to Makro and Bloemfontein. That the Department of Labor follows up on the alleged cases, on the alleged case of unfair dismissal, and that the case of an alleged injury on duty should be reported and followed up by the Provincial Department of Labor, which accompanied the delegation. And then still on the 16th of August, the delegation visited the Luan Civil Construction Project, which is in Bergman Township in Bloemfontein. And that the committee recommendations emanating from that visit are as follows. That the community liaison officer, CLO, in consultation with the ward councillor and other community organizations, should work closely with the construction company in order to ensure that the employment opportunities do benefit the community from this government-sponsored project. There must be a full stop there. And then the overall recommendations are as follows. That the inspectorate of the Department of Labor considers serving notices and conducting inspections at all workplaces in the provinces and not wait until the portfolio committee decides to conduct oversight. Secondly, that the employment of women be taken seriously at all workplaces to reflect the employment equity regulations. Thirdly, that the Department of Labor conducts workshops and advocacy campaigns to educate workers on their rights and resources available to them. And then the Department of Labor should report back to the Portfolio Committee on Labor on progress made with regard to the above mentioned recommendations within 1 month after the report has been adopted in the National Assembly. Reports to be considered. Thank you.
Thank you. Honourable members, how do you want to deal with the report? Any suggestion?
Chair?
Yes, Honourable
I would like to suggest that the members who attended the oversight be allowed the opportunity to reflect on the observations as well as the recommendations, and then propose a mover and a seconder for the adoption of that report.
Okay. But of course, in the body of the report as well, if there is anything that the members would like to correct or bring to our attention, then I think there should be a liberty to to point it out. Let me first talk to the corrections, textual corrections. From the first page, of course, is that word draft right at the top is going to disappear when we approve the report. It won't be a draft anymore. Is there anything that you wanted to insert, remove, correct? On page one, Honorable Turk or Honorable America? None. And then the second page. The date will be today's date. Yes. It will be today's date as well. What is the date of today?
11.
Okay, so that's why then I did not call it to be changed. Dated 11 October 2018. Oh, on yours is not written. So the one I'm having here is written. Okay. And then page 2. None in terms of corrections. Honorable Tab.
I'll just speak to without you noting me because you're not looking at this side. That's why I was like, and you are busy with the document. So next, when is the page 2, page 3, I'll just stop.
Okay.
Page 2, sure.
I think I don't know, maybe if I'm right. The delegation was welcomed to the estate by the board member. We need to get names. Because it's not like it's any board member. I remember those members introduced themselves. And so I don't remember the name, but it was a Shanganese name there when we arrived on that one. So can
you do you have the names anywhere, Chief? Is there anywhere where we can get the names?
I have to check with Pusha the list of attendants.
Okay. Okay, and then I think we'll just insert the name when they finalize it and get the attendance register.
Yes, and the same rule will apply to all the visits.
Okay.
I won't repeat the same thing on all the visits.
All right. And then the page 3. Okay, page 3. But there is one thing which I would have just loved to indicate, Chief, is that when it comes to the observations and the recommendations, you must physically number them, not bullet them, so that you are able to refer to a recommendation or an observation in number, not just use the bullet. And then on page 3, bullet number 2 from the bottom. The estate adheres to labor legislation and it is compliant to security industry regulatory authority. Is it CIRA or PSIRA? I used to see a PSIRA ordinarily. There is something that a P stands for in front of that thing. Can you just verify that?
I think
that
I have to verify.
Yes, if you could just verify that, because that abbreviation, with then I'm used to it with a P in front. If you could just simply verify that.
Private security industry.
Yeah. Yes, it's a PSIRA or something like that. Okay. And then any other thing other than what the Honorable Chair has called there to for us to insert the correct names of people that we met? None. Then page 4, we will come to the observations and the recommendations. That's to the corrections only. And everybody can engage it on the corrections. None. And then page 5, the same on the committee recommendations, just to number them properly. You should be having 5.2.1, 5.2.2, 5.2.3 on those recommendations at the top. And then on page 6, then page 7, you do the same under 6.4.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to check there if we say Indian population or we just have to indicate equity. Or we should be specific.
I think you guys were very, very, very specific in that situation. Except that there was a discussion for women to be employed in the horse raising as well as in the mines. But then when you started looking at the human resource report, there was a specific attention to the Indian, where it was even we received even a very bad excuse that Indians are not interested in working in mines and blah blah blah. And then because of marriages and whatever, then they don't want to stay away from their husbands or their fiancés. I don't know, if you want to tone it down as well, I think it's as long as we don't lose the money.
Yes.
Yeah.
They comply with employment equity target.
Okay. Which one is that one?
The third one.
The first one.
Third.
An effort be made by the mine recruitment to ensure.
Maybe we should say to ensure adherence to employment equity targets.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yes.
Have you captured it correctly?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Page 7.
Thanks, sir. Page 7, number 7. Remember when we arrived at Protu Hotel, the delegation was informed with the senior management and we were knocked off. I think we need to respect the recommendation by the committee. Because that 7 doesn't have recommendation by the committee. It was recommended by the committee that this must happen. Then that's why those processes are folded.
Okay. You mean what the chief director did on the inspections?
No, I'm saying the sentence is fine, the first sentence on arrival, then we're knocked off. Then the provincial office of the Department of Labor was instructed. Those were the recommendations by the committee when we were there.
The second sentence to be converted
to be converted to be a recommendation by the committee, which says we need this report.
So if I say the provincial office of the Department of the Department of Labor was instructed by the delegation.
It was a recommendation, it's fine. But it was a recommendation by the committee.
So can I say
the
committee recommended
yes.
that the provincial office of the Department of Labor conduct an inspection.
Inspection and report back to the committee. And they were talking about reporting back to the committee the following day.
Yes, the following day it was a preliminary report, remember,
yes.
And we requested that the full detailed report should be forwarded that was, it was a preliminary report that we received on the 16th. Then we also agreed that the full report should be sent to us, which means we will also need attachments of all those reports that we were expecting as a committee.
Okay. Captured, Chief?
Yes.
All right. And then, page 8. Portia, you must please, Honorable Tammy.
Chair, at the bottom of page 8, I just need some clarification, the second last line. According to the HR manager, majority of workers are African, and then they specified African males and African females. But then the line, the next sentence, is stating the absence of Indians in the establishment of the company was again suspicious. So don't you have a breakdown of the race of if you speak to Africans, are we talking about black specifically? Because now you speak separately about Indians. So I just need some clarification there.
Indians are not classified as Asian.
No.
In terms of our clarification, we are talking about white and black, and those who are not white is supposed to be Africans or blacks. And specifically, when you talk about blacks, you specify your colors, your Africans and your Indians. Where you find your Chinese residents also under that specification. So if we can just get a broader clarification there, if the information is available.
Okay, the information that was provided was that the majority of workers are African as in according to Employment Equity, blacks include African, colored, and Indians. That is, they are all classified as black. But here they specifically mention Africans, that they are the majority. But we can find the information then, other blacks, like what is the ratio of the colored and the Indian population.
You.
No, but remember that what needs to appear there is what happened on the site visit. Yes, and then what unfolded during that, and if that is what unfolded in that particular meeting, then you cannot change it. Then only in the processing or the recommendations is where that now we have to actually write it in a particular manner. Sharon? Okay,
check. I think maybe is this thing of African or African females, African. According to my understanding, African, everybody, whether international or white, as long as you are not white. But however, they were indicating blacks and
black males
and black females. That's what they reported to us.
Mm.
And also, we found out that from Free State itself, it's got the challenge of Indians. That was a generally observation. That's why I said we need to just say equity, as the same applies even here in this sentence to say we just have to craft and take, it must talk to what the language that are used on when you identify nationality. So, because African, even foreigners that were not observed, they are Africans.
So where we've got African males, then you're saying that you must write black males.
Unless we want to be specific to say South African, black and male. But those were black and males, then we said no foreigners were there. So you can just advise.
I'll say in terms of employment equity, there is a specific category for foreign nationals, and then there is a category for blacks, which include African, colored, and Indians, and then there's a specific category for whites, and then all these categories are further breaking down into male, female, white male, white female. African male, colored male, colored female, etc. And then foreign nationals. There's their own category in the employment equity.
So you're saying now that the way you've captured it here, it is in accordance with the EPTF classification. Okay. And then now it's worried about page 8, that last sentence. And then they say, no, we must just simply tone it in a particular manner.
Okay, so
but the challenge, of course, is that if that is the debate that ensued about Indians, then the question is how do we then change it? Because if that was the debate, Honorable Chair, welcome, Honorable Khan.
I think we just have to really
assist on
the sentence, the drafting of the sentence. But the observation should be noted that the Indian community application were not received. Therefore, the recommendation as it applies. I think that way would be fine, not just to say establishment of cameras is again conspicuous. We have indicated it at the beginning.
So the sentence that starts on page 8,
yeah,
it should be deleted?
Yes. We just indicate that the Indian community, the observation, application will not receive also from the Indian community.
You only capture that sentence that talks to the company not receiving applications from Indian community. And then the next sentence I think you can keep in. You just remove that sentence that starts from page 8 and then until where it's supposed to end.
So it's just going to say the company did not receive applications from the Indian community.
Yeah. However, the human resource manager reported that there are two vacancies which will be filled in accordance with employment. Okay. Okay. Thanks for that assistance. Any other thing on page 9? None. On page 10. Just remember the numbering on 8.1. Thank you. Nothing? Okay. We then, honorable members, look at those committee observations on page 4. Starting on page 4. No. It's page... it's page 4. The committee observations. I think the trick here is that we just have a number of observations, but the observations should lead to recommendations. You cannot have an observation that just hangs and then you don't have a response to it. The observations, have you seen something that you need to deal with, Honorable Chair?
Observation is a general observation in all the leases. The issue of the availability of services from the Department of Health. So generally from Gauteng to Bloemfontein, that's what we have observed to say when they request ambulances. Mm-hmm. Some they arrive after hours. So the recommendation was to for the department to engage the Department of Health to have that services to provided to all the stakeholders.
That's on page 5. We are adding that one of the recommendation.
The recommendation was some the host ones were complaining that when they are injured, it takes forever.
Mm.
For them to receive aid, then if the Netcare 1-1, it's fast, and it depends on who you are waiting for.
Mm.
Mm. So that was the problem. So we recommended that even the mobile clinics be provided on the Gauteng one, on the horse one, on the horse racing. But also this recommendation, this is an overall to say a department should engage the Department of Health so that they provide services to the stakeholders involved generally on our overall observation.
Mm.
Because remember even at Bloemfontein, at Macro and at Beatrix, same things applied. So we have a general problem of the service to be availed to our people.
Captured in the clinic services?
Yes, I've got it, but if you say it applies to all the places that you visited, then we then have to put it under overall recommendations,
yeah.
Not under, not in page 5, but that is an overall recommendation. Because on page 5, those are the recommendations applicable to the oversight visit to the ranch protein, not grand training center. So then if you are saying that the recommendation applies to all the places that you have to, then it has to come under overall recommendations, which are at the end on page 11.
Yeah, more or less that's what she's saying. We spoke about the clinic facility at Ranges Fontein, and then at Beatrix we did the same, at Macro we did the same. I'm sure you remember the lady that was injured, whom they said stood for a long time until was assisted by a family member. Yes, and then it then that recommendation then elevated to be a general recommendation. And then any other recommendation, but is America here or has decided to disappear?
Boycotted.
Huh?
Boycotted.
Left with everything.
Left.
There's nothing of his left there. Okay. Can you process it in your mind, Honorable Van Skalvik? Yes, Honorable Turk.
General Chair, the report is in order, except that we need attachments. Because remember, we did the oversight August, and there were 14 days. Some it was a month. So for us to, if we just need those attachments, and that's it, if it's necessary. But I don't know the reporting style. But as he was presenting, he said all the details were submitted. So just to note on those ones that were submitted when we adopt, to say this report was received, this report was received, this one was received, if it's not attached. So I don't know the two way, which one are we going to use?
No, it's, what's going to happen is that you will not attach those ones that you have requested that they must be sent. What needs to happen is that when those reports are sent to the committee, then those particular reports then will be presented to the committee for further processing, and then other reports will be produced on processing those. So this one just becomes the report of the period of the visit, from the 4th to the 6th. Yes, and then that's why the report must contain the instructions, all the instructions of this report that must come. Then it becomes complete on its own. And then those reports, because we don't know the contents, and the contents may need further recommendations on their own. And then when those reports are presented to us, then when we consider them, we will then process them. And if there is a need to make further recommendations, then we do so. Then another report will be produced out of it. Okay. So you're saying that all the recommendations that we have, they are fine. With the amendments that we have made.
Yeah, according to what I remember and everything, this is where I can confirm, Chair, that the report as it is, and also to know that the security was provided by the Office of the Speaker, who was safe and everything. So the oversight was well organized, Chair.
Okay. I think that there was only one thing which was problematic to me. At macro, the fire extinguishers were received on the day when we were there. The fire extinguishers were received exactly when we were there during the oversight. And which means that our oversight have assisted them to get themselves compliant. But before we arrived there, then they were not compliant in terms of fire extinguisher. And I don't know whether then, because they complied before we walked out of the business, do we need to make any comment or observation on that thing? Honorable Teko.
It's difficult to prove that, Chair. Remember, macro is a retail shop. So we don't know whether they were receiving delivery or what was happening.
They delivered in front of me.
Yes.
The buggy came and then
reversed.
And then they came this fire.
So you can't say it was a delivery or what. So that's why we say. But the overall visit there,
yeah,
everything was in place. If we have assisted them to be compliant. Remember, we also issued an order to say the department must make sure they must provide us with the report of the department.
Yeah.
So, however, the date will indicate on the report on when those fire extinguishers put in place, because there's a date that you must write on those ones that I know that this is what it has been. Put on this date, service on this one, and so we were awaiting the report from our department.
Okay, let me not be difficult then. Honorable Mthathu.
It reminds me of another incident. We were doing oversight on another entity. Then they put in computers because we were coming Then I went back the following day, those computers were taken back.
So
the I'm trying to raise what the chairman is saying. The likelihood they might have been delivered when you leave again. Yeah, the issue that she's also raising. So I think on that one, let's emphasize the department to do regular checks and update us on that one.
Okay.
Chairperson?
Then we need to be guided by Van Skalvik now. What do we do when we're missing two members?
Chair, we are in a very difficult position because the current state of affairs is that we can co-op outside members, but it's not a compliance issue in this instance, because the reality is we need the members who are on oversight to adopt that oversight report as a true reflection. The second reality is Honorable America left unceremoniously without an apology, without reporting to anyone. So we don't know where he is currently. And that makes us in a difficult position, because currently we only have Honorable Teko present to adopt the report, and it's not going to happen. The second reality, Chair, in moving forward, we need a quorum of at least six members present, and there again it's important not to co-op members. We are speaking to the fourth quarter report, and we're also speaking to the minutes, as well as to the program of this term. And we need members of this committee to approve that documents. And again, when looking at the minutes, for instance, we need members who were present at that meeting to adopt those minutes. And therefore, Chair, I think we don't have any other choice but to adjourn this meeting and postpone all the agenda items to next week, Wednesday, because we are not forming a quorum to adopt those documents, meaning that we are not six members present, but also, Chair, with a rider that we register our disappointment in the happenings of today, because the administratively all boxes were ticked, the members were rounded in terms of confirming their attendance, and at the last minute the members dropped out, including the honorable member of the DA, who just left the meeting and left us in this predicament. So I think, Chairperson, we should register our strong objection in terms of the conduct of members of this committee who made us having to have a fruitless and wasteful expenditure at this instance, and therefore I propose the way forward, as I said, that we adjourn this meeting and move all the agenda items to next week, Wednesday. I don't know, Chair, if any of the other members have another view on this.
Honourable members, there is another view. But again, there are a few things that have been raised that we have got no options out of them. We are not correcting now. We cannot approve anything. And then the members that are supposed to make us to correct, then have collapsed the quorum. And the view is very clear now that we just need to attend this meeting, we call it off, and the items that we are supposed to process, then we'll see how we process them in the next meeting. Is there any comment from the two members?
Just to comment, but as the whip says, either we
members who were on oversight, that unless you were allowed to, but we need six, and then that's the problem.
At the end of the day, we need to be six to approve.
That's the thing. Unless we say we adjourn, then we get members, then we come back if there's that option. Or I also have to leave.
I think we don't have options, it's just simply to adjourn this meeting, call it off, and then we have made it to collapse. We have made it to collapse by members that promised and their availability today, and that's Honorable Madisha, and then we have got also Honorable America, who has just decided to collapse the corner in front of him. And, I think the concern that the Honorable Pascal Beg is registering, it is in that fashion, that we have been misled, and then the committee has to spend money to convene us today here. They get some breakfast for us and then start to do nothing. So it's that is the issue. And, probably we'll communicate that to the chief whip's office, and then in the whip's forum with the whips of other political parties, then they can get this kind of a message across. We don't expect the members of political parties to behave in a manner that is tantamount to sabotage. We expect members of parliament to behave in the manner commensurate with their status as public representatives, and also, of course, in accordance with powers and privileges.
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree with your proposal, but also I want to add on that as the Chairperson of this committee, you must also raise it with your superiors in the appropriate manner to the Chair of Chairs, so that he can also take it up as management of Parliament.
Okay. Thanks. And then on that note, then the meeting is adjourned.
Chinese or Pakistan offload one.
Well, unfortunately, that's what we sometimes
but
do. Some of us. For float people.
For float people?
Yeah.
Ah,
we look, look at the passenger and say, no, we don't know this one.
Then
you're float.
Ah, okay, man.
Dangerous.
Hey, carry it. Yesterday in the room we left a lot of documents lying. Can we pick them up there? I can see what's going to happen.